Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story. Moral of the story. Moral of the story.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, I welcome you back to our silsila, our program, One Lesson, One Story, in which we hear a beautiful story and then we try to achieve Madani pearls to put and apply in our lifestyle and try to change our lives accordingly. But before that, inshallah ta'ala, let's listen to a beautiful hadith apart regarding the excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The story which we shall listen to today, inshallah, is a really beautiful story and it gives us so many things to think about. And it's such an interesting story. So for now, if your kids are roaming around here and there because the kids love stories, call them, sit in front of Madani channel, and listen to this story from the beginning to the end. In fact, the whole episode from beginning to the end with full attention. Insha'Allah, you will attain a lot to learn. Few minutes. Spare few minutes and come watch this episode. Allah Ta'ala shall reward you for as long as you sit with the intention of pleasing Allah Ta'ala and seeking Al-Madin. Today's story is regarding a young boy, a very young boy. What happened was, once there was a king, an emperor. And that emperor knew, now I'm reaching a very old age and it's now about time that I should retire from my post. I should give the kingdom in the right hands. I should give the kingdom in the young hands. I'm going to retire very soon. So the king chooses a unique method to elect a person who can now become the emperor and the king and run the entire kingdom. To run the entire kingdom, if a nation gets a ruler who is not honest, if a nation gets a ruler who lies to the people, if a nation gets a ruler who is greedy, so that nation may never be successful. But this emperor was very intelligent. He was honest himself. He had a good character himself. And he was always thinking good about others. So that's why the nation was successful. But now, as he is going to retire, who shall come in his place? So he thought of a unique technique. What he did was, he called few youngsters. Those youngsters came and this emperor gave all of them a seed and said that all of you should go to your houses, take care of the seed, plant it well, water it well, nourish it well, and after 1 year, on this day, we shall meet again. And I shall see your flowers. And whosoever takes care properly and brings in a good result, he will be the next king. Everyone is excited. Imagine you are that youngster. And the emperor of a nation says that take care of the seed. Make sure that you take care of it properly. After 1 year you have to bring it to me. What will you do? What will I do? We will take care of that seed. We will water it every day. We will try our best that it grows up properly. The leaves are in order. The flowers come out beautiful. The fruits are there. And then we go and put it in the court of the king. And then the king rewards us. The king gives us the kingdom. But listen to this story very carefully. When all these youngsters went back home, everyone with a single seed, all of them individually are taking care of the seeds. A person amongst those young people is doing in his own personal level, putting water, keeping it in the sun, the other one also doing the same, the other one doing the same, some people putting fertilizer, this thing, that thing, trying their best to get the good result. And after a few weeks, the youngsters see, all individually, all at their different houses, they see that now the plant has started growing. They see small green leaves coming out. They see that plant coming out of the ground. But this one youngster, he is very sad. Why? Because 1 week passed, 2 weeks passed, 3 weeks are gone, 4 weeks are gone, but nothing yet happened. Nothing yet happened at all. The flower pot is as it is. As he started from day one, no result till now. That young man now is worried and is ashamed. That what will I say to the king after a year? But he does not give up. He tries. But the others, they are very happy. Why? The plants are growing. Some of them, the flowers have come out. Some of them, the fruits are there. Some plants are small, some plants are big, some plants are very big. They resembling a tree now. But this youngster, one youngster, out of so many, he is sad. Why? No flower at all. What flower? No plant at all. Not even plant, nothing at all. Only sand. Few months passed. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Others have trees now. Almost a year passed. And now it's close to that day when everyone has to go in front of the king. And now that announcement has to be made that who is the emperor actually? Now everyone is there. The youngsters who took care of the flower properly, who took care of that plant, of that seed properly. And they had trees, they had flowers, they had everything. They were so happy. They were so proud of themselves. They were so confident that yes, I am the one who will get the next kingdom. Yes, I am the one who shall be the next emperor. But this youngster, who did not have any plant at all, even after a year has passed, he said, everyone is present there by the king. And everyone is confident. But this youngster, he is hiding his flower pot behind himself. Why? He is ashamed. Others are laughing at him. Some are feeling sorry for him. That, all right, at least you tried. And some are laughing, are making mockery. See, you didn't take care of it. If you took care of it, if you knew how to do it properly, so your plant would be like ours today. Now the king approaches. The king comes. This young lad, tears in his eyes, ashamed, sorrowful. What will happen with me? The king will shout at me. Perhaps he might kill me because I did not do what I was meant to do. My flower pot is as it was 1 year back. He's trying to hide his flower pot. And the others are showing their flowers. The king is saying, oh wow, you have a tree. Oh wow, you have flowers as well. Oh, yours has so many leaves. Oh, yours has so many branches. Wow, amazing job. What have you done? Now he approaches to that young boy, to that youngster who did not have any plant, who did not have any flowers. He did not have fruits like others, but he just had that empty pot filled with sand. The seed isn't there, but no flowers growing. The king asked him, how come you have no flowers? Didn't you work hard? He said, no, I worked hard. I took care of it. I put the pot outside in the sun. I gave it water and nourished it well. I took full care. But I don't know what has happened to me. My other brothers, they have so big leaves. They have so big plants. Some have trees, some have fruits, some have flowers. But I don't have anything. The king smiles and says, that everyone beware, listen carefully, that this youngster without any tree, without any plant, is your next emperor. Now he is in charge. He is the king. He is the leader of this nation. He is the leader of this kingdom. And he shall lead you, and you all shall abide by his commandments. Everyone is shocked. They're all worried. How come? We work so hard. We have plants. We have flowers. We grew it up properly. But he does not have anything. How come? He is in charge of all of us now. The king revealed the secret. The king said, actually, the reason is, the seeds I gave you all were all boiled seeds. I had boiled those seeds before giving it to you, and boiled seeds would never ever grow. So how come you have trees? That means you have replaced my seeds with your seeds. You brought your own seeds, you took out my seed, and you put your own, and now you have flowers, and now you have trees, and now you have big leaves, you have everything. But this gentleman, this youngster, he used the very same seed which I had given to him. That means this is the honest amongst all of you. This is the truthful amongst all of you. So he deserves the kingdom. Imagine, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this honesty, truthfulness, how important is it? This story gives us so much of lesson. All the youngsters, they lied. Why did they lie? To achieve name, to achieve fame. And apparently they were successful. During that whole duration of 1 year, they were successful. This man, this youngster, who did not cheat, who did not betray, but he used the honesty policy. What happened? All that 1 year, he thought, I'm not successful. He thought that I'm lacking something. But the result was that he was the one who deserved the kingdom. Those people, 1 year, apparently it was such that these ones are successful. Those ones turned out to be the losers at the end. But this one, for 1 year, who assumed himself and others assumed him to be a loser. But at the end of the day, he was the one who came out to be the successful amongst all the others. Honesty is the key part to attain success. Truthfulness is the key part to attain success. We have to attain this honesty. We have to attain this success by speaking the truth, by abandoning lies, by abandoning this habit of betraying others. Why should we cheat others? Why should we betray others? What a bad quality it is. We are Muslims. And Muslims do not have this habit of betraying others. Those Muslims who follow according to the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who follow the Holy Quran, those who listen and abide by the commandments of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not cheat at us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam so beautifully says, and this statement should be enough to open our eyes, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, when honesty is lost, then wait for the last hour, meaning the day of judgment. These are the words of our beloved master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. You know, these words paint such a picture. They show us such a picture of what we are doing and what we have to do. But yet we do not take heed of it. In fact, in our houses, in our own homes, with our own children, we are installing this habit of betraying and deceiving others. The phone rings. You're not in the mood of picking it up. Or you don't want to speak. You tell your child, say, Daddy is not home. You tell your child, say, make an excuse. Why is that? And why are we doing that? First of all, we're doing that because we do not pay attention towards what the Holy Prophet has said. Secondly, we're doing that. Why? Because we ourselves are fond of doing these things. We are fond of betraying others. We are habitual of deceiving others. And this is the very same thing we are putting in our children. Our children will do the same with their children. And this will carry on, this will carry on, this will carry on. Who's the originator? You and I are the originators. But if we become the originators, and if we initiate what is good, then imagine our whole lineage, our children, their children, and their children, will be carrying on and following the legacy which we left behind. The legacy of speaking the truth. The legacy of not deceiving and betraying anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That all you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with those who are truthful. And be with those who speak the truth. Attain piety. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be with those who speak the truth. So we should attain the company of those who are truthful if we want to become truthful. Because a Muslim and lying, these are two different things. Just imagine. This is not a quality of a Muslim to lie. A Muslim is truthful. A Muslim is honest. A Muslim does not betray. Let's become practicing Muslims. Let's become those who practice upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a role model, such an example whose title is Sadiq and Amin. The truthful and the person whom you can trust. Just imagine. These are the titles of that personality whom we follow and whom we claim to love. We love Rasulullah. Yes, we do. But what about these qualities of speaking the truth? What about this quality of being honest with the people? Do we follow these attributes? If yes, then let's enhance these qualities. If no, then let's adopt these qualities. Imagine the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honesty of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, Sadiq al-Amin, our beloved master. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam once gathered all the people of Makkah around and asked them, O people of Makkah, if I say that an army is advancing on you from behind the mountains, will you believe me? Will you assume that I'm speaking the truth? Would you trust me? All said in one voice, all the kuffar of Makkah, Muslims are there, kuffar are there, all the people of Makkah, be it anyone, they said in one voice, yes, because we have never ever heard you saying a lie. Imagine, the Holy Prophet asked them, if I tell you that behind certain mountain, there is a whole force advancing to attack us, would you trust me? Would you think I'm speaking the truth? They all said, yes. Leave Muslims alone. Leave those who trusted the Holy Prophet. Leave those who loved the Prophet. In fact, those people who hated the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, yes, we will believe you. Why? Because we have never ever seen you speaking lies. Imagine our status today. When we say something, do you think people would listen to you and admit and affirm that you are speaking the truth very easily? Would they believe? Yes or no? Let's ask ourselves. If yes, then that's good. We should be like this. That when we say yes, when we say no, when we say do this, when we say this was done, when we say this happened, when we say that happened, when we say I will do this, when we say whatever we say should revolve around truthfulness. And the person should believe it. But if we are such that when we speak something, the person who is listening to us is in a doubt. No, it might be a lie. No, it's hard to believe. No. We'll confirm that. So that means we are lacking somewhere. That means we have a problem somewhere. And we need to solve that problem. Why? Because we are the followers of that Prophet who is Sadiq and Amin. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam warns the people regarding the harms and the dangers which come along dishonesty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam beautifully says, truthfulness leads to righteousness and righteousness leads to paradise. Imagine so sweet, simple and beautiful words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who doesn't want to go to paradise? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a man keeps on telling the truth until he becomes a truthful person. You practice saying the truth. You practice speaking the truth. You end up becoming a truthful person. And the truthful person attains piety, attains righteousness, and the righteous man attains Jannah. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says and warns us after mentioning this beautiful statement of Jannah for us. He says that falsehood leads towards wickedness and evil doing, and wickedness and evil doing leads a person towards fire of Jahannam. Imagine, this habit of speaking lies may take a person towards Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam then says, and a man keeps on telling lies till he is written before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a liar. In the book, that person is declared to be a liar. Why? Because of this habit of lying again and again and again, deceiving others again and again and again. And this lying, what it results? Jahannam. And speaking the truth, what it results? Jannah. So now, the choice is in our hands. Jannah or Jahannam? Do we want to go to such an evil place like Jahannam? Or do we want a beautiful destination like Jannah? Choice is ours. Either one of them. We do not have a middle way. We have to choose this or we have to choose that. So what do we choose? Of course, Jannah. You want Jannah, I want Jannah. But the method is not very hard. The method is simple. Adopt the life of honesty. We heard a beautiful story, a beautiful narration regarding that young lad who spoke the truth, who chose honesty as his policy, and he ended up becoming the king of a nation. Others try to deceive, others try to betray, but their habit of betraying and deceiving others did not benefit them anything. But this man who spoke the truth, imagine what benefit he attained. So maybe, because of speaking the truth, we might apparently face some problems in the world. But remember, a truthful person is never shameful of his decisions. A truthful person always sees beautiful results. Perhaps that moment, he might face some problems, but the ultimate result is always wonderful. Why? Because the foundation is laid on the policy of truthfulness, which is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a wonderful story we heard regarding a king who wanted to retire and the technique he used to choose the next person who can become the emperor of that nation. And along with that, so many beautiful Madani pools, so many beautiful Madani pearls we tried to attain. And what we should take lesson from this episode of ours, that we should try to take this honesty amongst ourselves. You know, when the Sahaba Karam, when our pious ancestors, when they would travel for journeys based on business, they would travel for business. There were many of them are businessmen. But when people met them, because of their truthfulness, because of their kindness, because of their good character, people would even accept Islam. Just imagine what a good character Muslims are supposed to hold. In fact, this is the initial requirement to complete ourselves, to fit in that line of a proper Muslim. So do we want to fit in that line of being a proper Muslim? Yes, of course. Why? Because we want to attain the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the method is not hard. What we have to do is abide by the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the commandments of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we attained so much from this short episode. Now what you have to do is, you have to keep yourself tuned to Madani Channel. You have to watch these beautiful silsilas and try to attain pearls of wisdom from that. Sometimes if it's possible from you, try to keep a diary with you and a pen and note down whatever beneficial points you may find and try to act upon them. And inshallah ta'ala, we will see that we are developing these habits of truthfulness and honesty in ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, make us amongst those who are truthful and make us amongst those who hold good characteristics. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story. Moral of the story. Moral of the story.